Hi, this is Tony Funikak, editor of Cover Magazine, and I'm sitting with Mapalu Maku, well-known financial commentator, blogger, and author. Thank you very much for joining me again.
Thank you so much, Tony.
And Brad Turin, the CEO of FMI. We're talking after we've done five episodes on life insurance, just looking at the different aspects of life insurance, how it affects the industry, the client, the advisor. And we also look at the importance of income protection in this environment. So as a recap to this five podcasts that we've done, Mapalu, I just want to quickly ask you about your perspective in terms of then wrapping up from a client perspective. What is it that their responsibility is in the this life insurance environment?
All right. I think the first thing the client needs to focus on is to protect their income. That is very important. Ask yourself, should anything happen to me, will I be able to maintain my lifestyle? So that's number one. Secondly, you need to speak to your financial advisor. Speak to them about the different insurance needs that you do have and when to review your policies. It is imperative that you have a good relationship with your financial advisor. Your financial advisor is someone you need to bounce ideas off of. It's someone who you need to go back to consistently, especially when there is a major life change, when you have children or some sort of illness. Then thirdly, when you're considering taking out life cover or income protection, ask as many questions as possible. Ask and ask and ask. A good financial advisor will listen. But equally so, you as the client, you have the responsibility to disclose as much information as possible. Do not withhold anything back. So for me, those are my top three things.
Brilliant, brilliant. I mean, it comes down to, you know, the word advice. Yep. The client goes for advice. So the financial advisor impart that experience, knowledge, etc., and gives the person advice in terms of their risk and the protection possible and so on. So, Brad, then it comes down to the insurance industry and the financial advisor then to ensure that there's the correct knowledge, that there's a proper process of transfer, but also that there are correct products and that these products are given to the client at the right space and time, at the right life stage, to ensure that that risk is actually covered. So when you look at it from an insurance industry perspective, what do you think are the responsibilities here that we have that we might have missed in terms of the challenges that we face with this protection gap?
You know, we've spoken about this over all five of the podcasts, but so much of this does come down to this trust gap between the industry, between customers, and between advisors. Some of it is around awareness and knowledge. Some of it is around things that us as an industry need to look at ourselves and say, are we making our products too complicated? And is that off-putting? Are our products and is our message to customers relevant to them where they are at that particular stage of their life? And I think it also speaks to the incredibly important role that advisors have. If we are going to try and reshape this industry, advisors are in an unbelievably trusted position of influence. They are there with their customers throughout some of life's most incredible moments, good and bad, and they are helping their customers make some of the most important financial decisions of their lives. Mm-hmm. And that's where, it's in those conversations where those changes start. Mm-hmm. That's how we're going to be able to make the shift to income first being the new normal. Mm-hmm. That's how we're going to be able to bridge this kind of trust and awareness gap around making sure customers' expectations are fully accurate and there's transparency around how the products work. And also I think that's how we're going to be able to turn the perception of life insurance and advice being about selling a product to being about building a trusted relationship for life and being there through all of life's ups and downs.
Very interesting. Just as a last thing, we touched briefly in one of the podcasts on funeral insurance. And I thought because it's such an important aspect in the South African way of life, to have funeral policy and to have a funeral policy. How do you see this in the bigger life insurance space?
I think, you know, you have to look at our culture. And our culture is always about, you know, you want to give people a dignified send-off, right? But I think there is a lack of education also, that people don't really have access to financial education or proper advice. So, for example, when I was a financial advisor some time ago, I had a client who was learned, who was young, but they had all this funeral cover because they really did not understand how life insurance fits into the picture. So I think it's a conversation that the industry needs to have a little bit more, but I think there are definitely insurance companies that are doing their best in terms of educating clients that, you know what, perhaps funeral policies, they're not, or life cover instead, is not as expensive, but you definitely get more bang for your buck.
Thank you very much. Very, very interesting. I mean, the bottom line at the end of the day, it seems, over these five podcasts that we've done, is it comes to the client must take the time to see an advisor, to share all the information with the advisor, be honest, disclose everything, to make sure that the advisor on his side then, or her side, has got the opportunity to really know what the needs of this client is, to be able to really evaluate the potential risks, to make sure that they get the correct protection cover, etc. Because the products are out there, and it's just a matter of application and making sure that at the right life stage, the client chooses the right benefits, and the advisor then makes sure that they get the correct product, etc., to suit that life stage. And as things change during the life, keep that long trusted relationship with the client so that when the life stage changes, the advisor knows about it and the advisor are able to advise you to the right steps to take with regards to that. So indeed, very interesting. Brad, thank you very much for your time. Yeah. Mapalo, thank you very much for spending time with us and enlightening us a little bit with your views and so on. And hopefully we will be doing this again in the future. So to everybody out there, go and look for those five podcasts and go and listen to them, because they indeed very informative for the industry, for the advisors, as well as for clients.